I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Asheville Citizen Times reporter Joel Burgess.
Good to be here.
We'll start with this poll. Conflicting results on this poll. Talk to us about it.
Well, so the city council went out and hired a pollster that they've used before from Columbia, South Carolina, and asked in various ways if people were interested in changing the current city council electoral system. And right now, all six city council members and the mayor are elected at large, which means everybody in the city votes on all the seats. And there's a move afoot by the General Assembly to force the city to change to a district system. And the one that the General Assembly is eyeing, the type of system the General Assembly is eyeing, is a single district system where each council member would come from a district, must live in that district, and the people living in that district, the residents, would vote on just one council member. So basically what the city council was doing was trying to ask people, what do they think? Should they try to make this kind of change? Was there any interest in it? And the results that they just got back this past week from the poll seem to say a lot of different things. In general, people would say they supported a change and they didn't. But if you look at the general arc of the questions, including a couple cases where they asked a question at the beginning of the phone interview and at the end of the phone interview, what people seem to be saying is, yes, they want a referendum. There was, by the end of the poll, questions, 58% said they wanted a referendum. But most of them seem to say they were happy with the current system. So there's some conflicting messages coming out of that. And in the end, what the city council took that to mean is we need to have a referendum.
And they discussed that poll at their meeting this week. So what were they saying about it?
What they were saying about the poll, again, is that the message seemed to be conflicting. They weren't really sure if people were happy with the system. They appeared to be happy with the system, but they said, look, we're going to move forward at least with preparing for a referendum, which is a lot more complicated than it might seem to most of us, because there's state laws governing how these things get on the ballot. There's a lot of steps that have to be taken. And for this thing to appear on the ballot this November, the city council actually has to start work on it now. And it isn't just a simple, do you want to change the system of elections or not? It's here is an outline of a detailed system that we're proposing. The city council actually has to propose a system, vote on it, talk about how it will work, and then people get to read about it and vote yes or no on that.
So because of that lengthy process, or maybe not lengthy is the right word, but sort of that in-depth process, are we going to see it on the ballot this fall?
It's tough to say. It sounds like the city council wants to put it there. It sounds like they're taking this poll very seriously and saying, look, this is what people want, so we're going to do it. Now, the other thing that plays into this, I mentioned that the General Assembly is trying to force a change in the city's electoral system. Senator Chuck Edwards of Henderson County, his district, which is the 48th senatorial district, also represents a piece of Buncombe and a small piece of South Asheville. He has put in a bill, Senate Bill 285, to force this change. So this is happening. And as that bill works its way through the General Assembly, the city is also on this parallel but possibly different track about moving forward with this referendum. So it's a good question. You know, if the state says you will do this, does the referendum happen? We don't know. We have to see how this shakes out.
There's another city in North Carolina that the General Assembly forced to do districting. How is what's going on in Greensboro going to affect what will happen in Asheville?
It's a great question. And so in Greensboro, they already did have some districts in their system, and there was a state legislator. And again, one thing that's worth mentioning is the General Assembly is controlled right now by Republicans, and these have been bills put forward by Republicans. And cities in North Carolina are typically run by Democrats. And in Greensboro, what the bill was doing was redistricting, taking the districts that already existed and changing them. And a federal decision earlier this month declared it unconstitutional, saying that for one of the main problems was the size of the districts. They were saying that the districts were too different in population size. But the judge also pointed to the fact that it limited the residents of Greensboro ability to hold a referendum on this. It said they can't hold a referendum until many years later on this. This change is going to stay for a little while. And the judge pointed to that as, you know, being undemocratic. So one has to wonder if the city's push for a referendum may be looking to that decision, maybe educated by that decision, essentially.
Meaning the referendum may or may not come because of what's going on in Greensboro?
Exactly. We just don't know. But we do know that it seems like the city's ability to have a referendum might be bolstered by this federal decision. In other words, if it comes down to an argument between does this new state law, is that the thing that dominates the discussion, or is the referendum more important? Maybe the city could probably point to this federal decision in that argument.
Joel Burgess, thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure.